VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Comedian and political novice Volodymyr Zelensky has, according to exit polls anyway, defeated incumbent President Petro Poroshenko in Ukraine's first round of presidential elections. That leads the two candidates into a runoff election. Zelensky plays the role of the president in a television comedy series. The Central Election Commission's report, as of early in the evening, projects that Zelensky will win a little bit more than 30% of the vote, easily defeating Poroshenko, who's been in power since 2014, who earned a little bit less than 18%. If no candidate wins more than half of the votes, the election will proceed to a runoff to be held April 21st. The polls have closed in Turkey's nationwide elections. A vote is expected to be the toughest that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has faced, with control of the capital Ankara and the important commercial city of Istanbul at risk. Even though Erdogan was not on the ballot, he took personal control of the local election campaign in a sign of what analysts suggest are fears of losing Istanbul. Erdogan, in the last few days, held more than a dozen rallies across the city in his attempt to consolidate his party's support. Control of Istanbul and other major cities is one source of power outside of Erdogan's direct control. The loss of Ankara and Istanbul would deal a blow to Erdogan's reputation of electoral invincibility. Voters who were not given the chance to take part in Congo's presidential election because of the Ebola epidemic and violence cast legislative ballots on Sunday amid continuing resentment. The voters had to wash their hands before entering the polling stations on Sunday. This is VOA News. Arab solidarity and joint efforts to confront political and economic crises were the main topics of discussion at the 30th Annual Summit of Arab Leaders Sunday in the Tunisian resort town of Carthage. Iranian behavior across the region, along with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the Syrian crisis, were also major topics of debate. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iraqi President Barham Saleh said no Arab state should think itself immune to the threat of terrorism and stressed his country paid a heavy price to achieve victory over it. He criticized the selfish interests of many Arab states and pledged cooperation. He says the main principle of Iraq's relations with its Arab and Islamic neighbors is that it won't enter into alliances with anyone, but will work towards the common good and mutual interest of all parties.
On his second and final day in Morocco, Pope Francis sought to encourage greater interactions between Christians and Muslims in the nation, telling his flock that showing the country's Muslim majority they are part of the same human family will help stamp out extremism. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking to a small Christian minority in a cathedral in Rabat, Francis encouraged nuns and priests in Morocco not to attempt to convert Muslims, but to engage in dialogue and charity in order to open the gates of communication and understanding. In this way, you will unmask and lay bare every attempt to exploit differences and ignorance in order to sow fear, hatred, and conflict, he said. Proselytism is a sensitive topic in religious discourse in the North African majority Muslim nation of 36 million, even though Christians, Muslims and Jews have coexisted peacefully here for centuries. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is taking criticism as he tries to address an accusation by a former Nevada state legislator that he inappropriately kissed her in 2014. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In a statement Sunday, Biden says he doesn't believe he's ever acted inappropriately toward women, but will listen respectfully to suggestions he did. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News Sunday,
Joe Biden has a big problem here because he calls it affection and handshakes. His party calls it completely inappropriate.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, a declared Democratic presidential candidate, tells ABC's This Week,
I think we know from campaigns and from politics that people raise issues and they have to address them, and that's what he will have to do with the voters if he gets into the race.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.